I was raised in a matriarchy, and I'm a messenger of the mother. So I have my perspectives as a yang-yang male about the nature of the yin. Men are at an enormous disadvantage when it comes to dealing with women. They're at an enormous disadvantage because they're actually quite helpless, which is often why they're brutal and violent. They're quite helpless because of the very nature of what the yin-yin represents. Mystically, the second gate is where the magnetic monopole resides. This is how we hook up into the geometry. It's our movement in space. Mystically, it's also the gate of the plan. Everything that's going to operate is going to operate through the form, and anything that's going to grow is going to grow through the form. What I described as the first gate yang need to find its voice isn't so much about finding the voice in the life the way I described it jokingly to you about having somebody to talk to at home. It really is about the genetic game that's about to be played. In other words, you know, the yang must have the yin. It must be there, and only the yin can transform yang energy. Today's my daughter's birthday, and I watched her come into the world. And, you know, I watched her come out of a yin body. I mean, that is one of the mechanics of life. But it's not just simply a matter that the yin provides the vehicle for life, but by providing the vehicle, it dominates the nature of the form. After all, the moment that you bring the pure yang together with the yin, you're never going to see pure yang again. It just doesn't happen. And that the moment that you go from the one to the two to the three, the yin will take in some yang. It doesn't mind, but it will always control the form. Always control the form. So the whole thing to recognize about the nature of the yin is that it is the yin that actually gives direction to life. Through the obvious of being the center of the mechanics of reproduction, and as you will see, as I've said so often about life, it's just sex, 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 sex. And at the moment that you get to the three, that's all they want you to do. Go forth and multiply, children. Go out there and make more. Fill the world with your species. Develop the best. Don't worry about the ones that die. They aren't good enough. The genes are working. So it's one of the things to understand that the vehicle of life and the vehicle of our direction in life is the second gate. But it says something about the nature of our relationships, our gender-based relationships, to understand the fearfulness that lies in the yang, that it has no expression without that structure, that its form is given to it by the yin. Now, obviously, if you're a male apologist, you can go to the other side and say, yes, but they need us. Well, that's not true. It's just not true. You know, there are species where if there are no males, the females will just reproduce. I think the Christians call it Jesus. You know? Males, after all, are a mutation out of the female. I've watched my sons born out of women. You know? It's one of the great oddities of life is to see a penis coming out of a vagina. But it's a child and not your own. Do you know what I mean? There's something very bizarre about that. I mean, it must have been one of the first great shocks. Eh? Oh my God! You know, because if a female comes out of a female, it's all kind of normal. Right? You know, it's one of their own. But when a male comes out, then you understand why males have a real problem with women. And they're always going to have a real problem with women. So, yeah, what to do about the dumbness of men? Anyway, educate them, train them, whip them into shape, hope like hell. Nonetheless, to really be clear about the way the mechanics work, after all, the child, the totality, is going to be yin. It's not going to be yang. It's going to carry within it yang qualities, but we're actually inside of a yin body. So, you know, men have to know their place in all of that.